Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Good. You know, I looked up the topics that we agreed on for today, and I got to say, what was so sad about it is that it's about Ruby Frank, Eight Passengers. And
Frankie.
Ruby Frankie. And, you know, the thing that I thought was so sad about it is that most people wouldn't have noticed anything on the outside. You know, they would not have seen anything that she was doing until it just came out.
Although I did hear one of the interviews, no, not the interview, the 911 call where the older gentleman was calling and he said he came from one of the neighbor's homes where we know that there's been some problems at that home. He said that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what kind of problems they heard or witnessed or are talking about there, but that has not been brought up, which I find interesting because I've been listening to a lot of law and crime shows on this. Well, specifically law and crime. I like that show for the exact details of what's going on. But, well, you know, you can't go around tying up your children and starving them. You cannot do that. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the whole thing, but mainly the reason I wanted to do this show is because I wanted to warn everybody out there of evil. Again.
Right.
And I really, truly believe that all this talk with their religion, this religious extremism, talking about trying to get the demons and out of the children and make the children know that they were going through all of this to help them get rid of their evil spirits inside of them. I mean, they were full on brainwashing people, brainwashing, starting at Jody. I believe she was the main one who came in and started brainwashing. Maybe they were a little strict and odd in their tactics before with discipline, which came
right.
out in the show, actually, in their Eight Passengers, it's called show. Well, yeah, people are odd out there, but making a kid sleep on the beanbag chair I don't think would cause a prison sentence, but there were signs.
Sleeping outside
there
in the snow.
Signs. What was that?
Sleeping outside in the snow was another. And
I didn't know about the snow.
Yeah, and another one was putting tape over their mouth because they said the kid was a liar.
Oh, that's horrible, and it could cause a lot of problems with the skin. First of all, physically, it's horrible. And another thing, mentally, these children, I mean, I did cry. And the knees were so knobby of the little boy who's 12. That's what the first thing that happens when you get too thin is you get these knobby, bony-looking knees because there's no meat around the bones. You can't just starve
right.
your children. And they lived in this huge, gorgeous home. They had plenty of money, and they opened these birds. The pantry was full of food. And the two last little children left in the home because the other ones grew up and left. I bet it's all going to come out, don't you think, Johnny? There's probably going to be a lot
yeah.
of books written. Like, there are six children that have stories to tell. I'm wondering how that's going to unfold.
No.
But the religious extreme means of doing everything in the home came from Jody, and she was a licensed therapist. So be careful. Just because they have a title doesn't mean they're okay. She managed to get the husband out of the house. He hadn't even seen the children for 13 months, and he loved his wife still. He was saying, I love my wife, Ruby. Well, now he has filed for divorce, maybe to help his own case. But wow, the things he said about Jody is where I found out about all of the things and the paranormal. Did you hear about the paranormal stuff that happened?
No, I didn't hear about the paranormal, but I heard about the other stuff. What happened with the paranormal?
He said when he was in meetings with Jody that a plate just flew across the room and broke, and I forgot the other sighting he saw, but it was some paranormal things happening during the meetings with her, and I believe him. I believe in that stuff because, you know, I have seen ghosts, and I believe in it. I've been attacked by a ghost, too. So that's two different times, completely many years apart, and I can vividly remember it to this day. And I watch this stuff all the time, too, because I have to be aware. That's my job. I feel like I have to watch crime shows, and I have to know what's going on in the world to do my job as a parent and protect my child. If I didn't know what's going on in the world, then, you know, that's half the battle, knowing and protecting, being the protector. So I'm not some weirdo who follows all this crime stuff. I don't like it. It makes me cry. It makes me sick. I can't stand it, obviously, but I need to know what's happening out there. And I do tell my daughter what's happening out there on a daily basis. So she holds her head up high. She's strong. She's prepared for weirdos. And she's such a strong Christian, too. She was saying stuff last night that I was really proud of, that just she's very strong in her faith and goodness and the light. And
your daughter was?
Yes, my daughter is, yes. Yeah, she was talking about this a lot last night. Not that she doesn't believe in all of the paranormal stuff. I'm just saying that she is not going down the dark side, which, thank goodness, make sure that you know what your children are up to. There's some crazy stories out there right now with a 19-year-old man. He's not a boy. He's a man. And he just wanted to go kill. He had been thinking about it, and he told people all the time that he, you know, killed cats and did all kinds of things, and they just shrugged it off like he was trying to get attention just with telling stories. And they said he has Asperger's and, you know, attention deficit disorder and all of this. Well, he did it. He went and killed a very beloved homeless man that he did not think was going to be missed. But yet this homeless man was set up daily by the ladies in the square with the salons and the nail place, and all these great ladies loved him and even put a special bench out for him to sit on to read his books during the day. And when he didn't show up, he had been donating his time and helping places anyway. He didn't show up at 6 a.m. and they all thought something was wrong. Well, this boy went and just, you know, chopped his head off and his hands and all kinds of things. This boy, man, 19-year-old. So that just happened recently. Well, he was laughing and smiling and proud of it. And people are thinking that if they kill people, that they will be above somehow, higher in a line somewhere. Have you ever listened to anybody who has had an out-of-body experience with dying and then coming back to life, Johnny?
Oh, yes, I've heard of them. Yes, I've actually talked to some people that have had several out-of-body experiences. Your near-death experiences.
Okay. I mean dying and coming back.
Yes.
Okay.
On the show, yes, we've had lots of people like that.
Right. Okay. But have you ever heard of a negative dying and coming back experience where they didn't go to heaven?
Oh, you like seeing hell?
Yes.
Not
have
anybody
you?
That I've interviewed. But
have
but
you watched an interview on television about
but
it?
But I have seen an interview on television of somebody that did that, yes.
Me too, recently, and I never had heard about any story like that. And then I thought, I'm wondering if anybody's had a negative experience. So I searched it. I couldn't believe so many people have, and these explanations of hell are so horrible. And it's forever, and you never get out of it. So beware, and don't go down the dark road, people, because when you die, it's going to get way darker, and it's not going to be fun. It's going to be, hell. Mm-hmm. And these stories, and they are similar, too, that they've never met each other, but they're similar in what they say, like your arm will be cut off and then it'll, or burned off, and then it will grow back just to be burned off again. And that happens forever, right, like nonstop. So I've heard of that too. It's basically, the show is just about, do not let the evil in to your home. Beware,
right,
because it is real. It is very wicked and manipulating and brainwashing. We've seen it time and time again. Just don't let it come in.
You said that there was paranormal stuff with this.
Yeah,
passenger.
I did.
What were the
explain it. I did explain it. He said plates flew off the counter and smashed on the floor, and there was one other thing that he saw, and I can't remember what it was, but it was a paranormal thing that he saw happen, and it was really scary, like shaking or noise, or I can't remember, but it's easy to look that up. So go for it. But
okay.
I wanted to talk to you about what you thought about how they sentence people over there in Utah. Do you know?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was pretty much, I mean, the lady kept trying to show that she wasn't guilty and, you know.
No, I'm talking about the sentencing. The judges are not the ones that do impose a sentence on you. So you really don't know, because it's anywhere from one. They can't do any more than 30 years. They have four counts, and the counts go from 4 to 30 years each. So 4 to 30 years, the minimum is, they have four counts, 4 times 4. What's that? 16.
Right.
Okay. So they will probably do a minimum of that, but they don't even know, which I think might be even more hard on a person to not know, because it's up to the parole board to impose that sentencing. That's the wording they used. So I was wondering if you knew anything about it, but you don't. So I'm assuming they go up to the parole board after 4 years and then they deny it, and they deny it over and over and over, probably until they feel like they've done enough time. What do you personally think is enough time for what you've heard that they've done to these children?
I mean, it's, I don't think that there's an amount, you know. I mean, I think that I would say 30 years is what I would say.
So that's the maximum. So you think that they should do the max. Well, that's why they pled guilty, because if they went to trial, if they would have been found, I don't know. Okay. What I'm saying is they pled guilty to avoid life in prison. That's what I meant to say.
Right.
That's all I know. And because life in prison, then there's no hope. There's really no hope. And that would be pretty hard. So even though she may get out in 30 years, I don't know how old she is. What do you think? Like 50 or something? So say she gets out at 80. Say she gets out at 80 years old. It's still a nice life. I mean, my dad's 80. He's still enjoying his life. We enjoy him.
Didn't we interview someone on the show who was a lifer?
Oh, yes. We didn't. We want to. But then when he got out, he actually got out. He was pardoned. Okay.
No. We interviewed a lawyer who worked with somebody who's a lifer.
Yes. My uncle.
Remember?
Yes.
Your uncle?
Yes. My uncle, George Critchlow. That was his first client. And 42 years later, he was finally pardoned. Okay. He's a defense lawyer, my uncle, and it was an interesting story, and he wrote a book about it. But the guy, they thought he was going to be doing all this press about it, but once he got out, he didn't want to do it. He said, nope, I'm just enjoying my family. I want to forget about it and move on. So that's what's going on with that. That's why we never interviewed the guy. So, but anyway, my point was, I was trying to make the point about,
right.
Okay, even if she's 80 years old and she gets out at around 80, she still may not be able to see her children. There might be a no contact order in place afterwards. Can you believe that? I heard that on the news.
That she won't be able to what?
Contact or see her children anyway when she gets out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true.
Even at 80 years old, they might place a no contact order on her with that. So she may never see her six children again, and those were all of her children that she had with that man. That it was such a great family. I think it was a fine family for a while. I mean, they got a show. They had 2 million followers that seemed to love them and follow their every move. So they were a beloved family for a while. And then the evil came in, and look how it destroyed the entire family. Look what it did.
No. I mean, what I'm wondering about is, do people, you know, become like that overnight, or do they just, I mean, how do people come like that? Does that make sense?
Well, the manipulation, no, it's not overnight. It's a time goes by, and each minute that other person is calculating how they can manipulate the whole life of these people, and it's very calculating. And I think that this Jody is really more accountable. I do believe they deserve the same sentence, but because the mom carried it out, which is devastating for these little children. That was their mother, that they were looking into her eyes and just being starved and thirsty. And if I'm hungry, I get shaky. And that's just a little hungry because I may not have my lunch on time. I mean, these children were denied food for days. And, I mean, they were emaciated. They were severely dehydrated, which is super dangerous. And once you are, because I was dehydrated once from a reaction to a medication that after I got my wisdom teeth pulled out, okay, I got severely dehydrated from throwing up all night, and there was no water left in me. I had to have two big bags replaced in me. Now I am more prone to it. You are more prone to it for the rest of your life. So they could have caused with these physical things they've done to these children, they could have done some permanent damage.
I know. Did they, though? Do you know what they did?
Well, just that they starved them and they were dehydrated, which can cause permanent damage. And also, they tied them up, which is emotionally horrible. Just, what do you mean, what did they do? I think we named most everything, making them carry a heavy box up and down stairs all day and standing. I mean, you pretty much named it all, and I'm sure they got very creative with their little disciplinarian things they did, and we'll find out probably more about it, but it was just what I've heard is horrible. And
I have seen a lot of it in the TikToks. They're talking about it quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. I should go look at TikTok more often. But the tape around the boy's ankles, and he's just such a sweet little innocent boy who just wants to ride his bike and have fun and be happy and play with other kids. They denied them every bit of entertainment that is out there also. And they taped his wounds up with duct tape, they would put cayenne pepper and honey, and it's a mixture that they had just sitting there ready to go, and they would put that cayenne pepper, which stings horribly, and wrap it in plastic wrap and then put the duct tape around and then the ropes back on and tie him up to the ground.
Oh, God. Yeah, I remember
that. How did mother do that, Johnny?
And it was terrible.
I know. Ugh. And then the little girl, she just had her long hair, you know, her cute little shoulder length long hair, and they shaved it off completely bald to the scalp for discipline.
Their hair is growing back, right?
It will always grow back, yes, but the policeman thought she was a boy because it was a buzz, it was buzzed off.
Right.
So that was, that's humiliating, and that is so destructive to humiliate a child and make them feel like they deserve all of this bad treatment, and they're evil and they're horrible little kids that need to be disciplined that way. And they actually believed they were bad, and not really, because if the boy knew enough to escape, he knew deep down that what they were doing to him was wrong. That's why he escaped, and he wanted to go to the nearest police station. He really probably thought that out for a long time. And did you know he tried to escape once before, and that's why they started tying him up?
Yeah.
And she found him walking on the road and made him get back in, and that's when it just kept getting worse. And also, like you said earlier, you just never know. You really, really never know, because you think, look at those beautiful homes up there. I thought they were really gorgeous. And they're probably very expensive. Well,
yeah.
You don't think it's going on in there.
You know, it is amazing to think, you know, sometimes when you see people, they're just some people that look like they would be criminals. They didn't look like they were criminals, you know.
Some people look like criminals, yes. They're very scary looking people, but a lot of people just look like normal. You never can even judge the book by the cover at all.
No.
Well, the prison life is going to be pretty different for them, because just think about it, how you like to have your own room and you go in your cozy bed whenever you want, if you're tired and it's quiet, and if the TV's on too loud, it bothers you, so you turn it off. Not in there, and sometimes they never even turn off lights, and it's always loud. It's always screaming and crying and fighting and yelling. And that's the rest of your days, basically. I mean, if you want to call 30 years not your rest of your life, it pretty much is.
No.
What if they let them out in 4 years? What would you do? What would you think?
Ooh, I would be upset. I mean, 4 years is not really rehabilitation.
What about 15?
I don't think that's rehabilitation. I mean, I think that, you know, I just don't see that as, I mean, it's going to take somebody who would have to be rehabilitated like that lady, that your uncle worked with, you know.
I know. That's what we were thinking. What's the family thinking? You never know. Usually they don't think that the person should ever get out. I'm not sure. Don't know, but I just know that they're going to be in, it's pretty much hell. And I thought it was weird that the jail was called, the correctional center was called Purgatory. I think it was called Purgatory because when you would hear the jailhouse calls, that's what it would say. You have a call from an inmate at Purgatory Correctional Center. I mean, that's a bad name, right? Isn't Purgatory hell?
No.
It's not?
Purgatory is the middle place between heaven and hell.
Oh, it is?
Yes. It's where you go to determine where you're going to go. You know,
And some people are always there in purgatory. They're in limbo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we just wanted to get the word out that it's not just always about facts. It's also about let's hear the facts and then let's prevent it from happening in your family by
right.
raising awareness to evil that it was extreme religion, religious extremism that started this whole thing off. So be careful with who you hire for your counselor, you know, where you're worshiping, who you bring into your home, because it could turn out pretty horribly.
No.
I'm praying for the children that they'll be okay, they'll come out of it better, and that they'll be okay, and that we will hear more from them so that other kids can save themselves if they have to. I really have to hand it to that little boy for escaping and getting help, because what do you think would have happened to them?
Probably death. They die.
Eventually.
You know.
Because they were only, the youngest was just turning 10, so they had about 7 or 8 more years in, well, the boy had about 6 more years before he would even be able to leave.
No.
Thank God he escaped.
Well, do you want to do the shout out or?
Yeah. Okay, everybody, thanks for listening, and make sure you always follow us on Blog Talk Radio so you get all of the alerts for our upcoming shows. And we hope this episode did bring some light into this news of this Jody Hildebrandt and Ruby Frankie. This saga still continues. It's not over, and they've got a long road ahead of them. We pray for them that they have strength, the husband and all the kids. And follow us on YouTube and see our favorite shows there. Life, Laughter, Happiness across the board, everybody. All right, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We will see you there and read all of your comments. All right, thank you, Johnny, and we'll see you Friday for Psychic Night with Dale Shear. Bye-bye.